We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph. We are beginning two lines from the top of Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, continuing the sugyas of Sheva Mitzvah Noyach and the Mitzvahs of Goyim. Om Rabbi Yechon, Oivit Chavim Sha'isik B'Torah Chayiv Misa. If a Goy learns Torah, he's Chayiv Misa. Shnema Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe Mirasha Lanu V'Mirasha V'Loy Lahem. Mirasha Lanu Mirasha V'Loy Tziva Lanu Moshe. My Rasha Kilas Yaakov, and we darshan Lonu my Rasha v'loy lahem. It's a Yerusha for us and not for the Goyim. So the Goyim are not allowed to learn Torah. If you learn Torah, they're actually Chayiv Misa. Frey the Gemara of Alichshva Gabi Sheva Mitzvahs. Why don't we count it the Gabi Sheva Mitzvahs? The Gemara says it is counted. Why? Because the Shaila had it. What the word my Rasha means? Mandem my Rasha that it means a Lashon Yerusha. Then Migzol Kagazle. They're stealing from us, and Gezel is one of the Sheva Mitzvah. Man de'ama is lashon ma'irasa. It's mechalikas in Gemara Pesachim. What the lashon ma'irasa is ma'irasa, ma'irasa. If it's lashon ma'irasa, which means a nairam rasa, dinik nairam rasa de beskila. So therefore, in any case, it's included in the Sheva Mitzvah Noach. It's a pella. It's like a nairam ha'marasa. That and therefore, it's already included in it. And taka ayv chavish asik v'tayra is chayiv misa.
Why is it considered zeila?
Because it's our Torah. You're learning our Torah. Take our Torah.
But we still have the Torah. It's not going to take me away
from it. They're saying like it's like a nair. If you have a candle, I steal some light from the candle. It's still called stealing, vice versa. Even though you didn't lose anything, but Lamaisa, it's your thing, and you're not allowed to take it. My thing. It's like intellectual property. You don't lose him when he takes your intellectual property, but still, that's called the gazelle. It's our intellectual property. Right, yeah, exactly. It's our intellectual property that Hashem gave us. Yeah. State in a brisa. How your Rameir Omer? Rameir used to say, "Menayin shafilu oivuchavim ba'isik b'tayra shu kain gadol." How do you know a guy who's oisik b'tayra is like a kain gadol? Shenema, it says in the pasuk, "Asher yase oisam ha'adam v'chay b'hem." If you learn the learning of the Torah v'chay b'hem and live with the Torah, and the Mefarshim explains, Taras Chaim explains that the ganza world is included the word adam. And it sounds like all the same. The Kohen Gadol is Adam. Everyone's Adam. All are Adam. And the Kohanim are living by Hashem Le'Namar. Allah Adam. Halamata. Shafil Evchom Vayzut Torah. Reyuk Kohen Gadol. You see, even a guy who's Vayzut Torah is like Kohen Gadol because they're all included in one word. They all sound like they're equal. Are you going to ask me? Huh? Right, that's why I spoke out. Taras Chaim is saying is that since everyone's included in the word Adam, so it sounds like the one who learns Torah has a shame Adam, Saif is a Kohen Gadol, Saif is a Goy. It's all the same Adam, all equal. Like the Gemara, like, oh, why is it Kohen Gadol? There's a Gemara guy that says that a Mamzer learns Torah is better than a Kohen Gadol. Yikara him epninim. It's more chashiv than the one who has five of them. This is equal, because all one Adam. I guess the Kohen Gadol is the highest level of Kedusha. But in any case, there's another Kashiya that's very shver. That heck you say Adam includes Goy, we spoke out in yesterday's shir, yesterday's daf, that Adam Krum Adam, Le'avicham Krum Adam. So Rashi asks his kasha. And Rashi says, Rameya, Leslay, he doesn't have a hold of that drasha of Adam Krum Adam, Le'avicham Krum Adam. But Tosfos points out that the Rameya does hold of that drasha, and he says, the chilek between Adam and Ha Adam. Adam is Daf Gayid. Ha Adam can mean even a Goy. That's Tosfos' answer, one of the Tutsim. He has another Tosfos, maybe it's Rabbi Yirmiya, the other Tutsim there. But Kapan, what's the kasha? The kasha of Mishnah is saying that if the guy learns Torah, he steals Torah from you. Then he's chayiv misa, and here it says that a guy learns Torah is like a kohen gadol. What's going on here? And for the Gemara, hasam seven mitzvahs do. He's allowed to learn Torah of his seven mitzvahs, but he's not allowed to learn any of our Torah. He's learning like learning his Torah, and if he learns his Torah, he can be like a kohen gadol. But the Lamaisa is not allowed to learn our Torah, and this is a halacha Lamaisa. This halacha, if chamish alter chayiv misa is halacha Lamaisa. The shaila is how you allowed to teach Torah on the radio or with books, l'chara, aren't you worried that there's a problem of if the evil is the mechshol? You're putting Torah in front of a guy. See, Ayin Hamafarshim, Achuva Rabbi Yashiv, and others that talk about the shayla. List your local raid bite. They do talk about this. Ayin Sham. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamil, Oyma Afa Dam Menachai, Afa Dam Menachai. We're going back to we had the Sheva Mitzvah Noach. Then we had, interestingly, a bunch of Tanoim were added on things. You go back to the sugya on the Mvav on the base of Sheva Mitzvah Noach. We had a few Tanoim added on things. Rav Chanina ben Gamil Oma Afala Adam Menachai, Rav Chitcha Oma Afala Sirus, Rav Shimon Oma Afala Kishuf, Rav Yossi says a bunch of additions to the Sheva Mitzvah Noach. Tomorrow is now going to discuss those additions. And hopefully, in Hashem, in today's shir, we're going to finish the Sheva Mitzvah Noach. Rav Chanina ben Gamil Oma Afala Adam Menachai, Tanu Rabban, Lintan Braisa. What's his makar? That not only is Aver Menachai Aser, Adam Menachai also, because the pasuk says, Ach, there's a pasuk by the Bnei Noach, pasuk parashas Noach. Ach, Bostar b'nafsho yidomo yilisachelu. So the Tanakhama says, Zeh eva menachai. And what does Domik teach us? We'll see. Mi'at Hashem Ma'am Bey is about for Shrotim. But the drasha means that eva menachai is awesome. Rav Chanina Megamil, I may read like this. Af adam menachai. My time of Chimagamil. Kori be Bostar b'nafsho yisachel. And Domik b'nafsho yisachel. Again, the pasuk reads like this. Ach basar benafshay domi leisachelu. So you read like this: Ach basar benafshay leisachelu, and benafshay domi leisachelu. So you read it both things as an iser of basar menachai and as an iser of a dam menachai. That's a Chanina ben Gamliel sheet. Then this pasuk is the parashas Noach. So therefore he knows that one of the seven mitzvahs of Noach is dam menachai. My time of that's the reason of Chanina ben Gamliel. Rabbanon, what do you do with this? Who the mystery shrotzim hudasa? Again, we'll see on my base exactly what the drasha is. But who the mystery shrotzim hudasa that there's no issa evim menachayim when it comes to shrotzim? And we'll see on my base how you learn it from the word damai, the word ach damai. We'll see kiyotze v'dava. A similar machlokes comes to by pasuk by Yisrael. It says by Yisrael at the Eimer. It says in the pasuk, rak chazak levilti achal adam ki adam hu anefesh, and Rabbi Chanina learns from there, that you see from there, that is Isser Dam Menachai. It says, Rak Chazak L'Dechol Dam Ki Adam Hu HaNefesh. But Rabbanon, we're skipping the parentheses, Rabbanon, Ahu L'Dam HaKaza Shal Hashem V'Yaitzivah, which means Rabbanon uses that pasuk to teach you Isser L'Gabi Isser Dam, not Isser Dam Menachai. And teach us that not only if you kill the behemoth and eat the dam, or drink the dam, is it an iser dam? It's even if you do bloodletting on the behema, that dam akaza also is also as dam, but it has to be dam shana shoma yoytzeba. Rabbana, because it says dam hu anefesh. Rabbana hu dam akaza shana shoma yoytzeba udasa. And Rashi explains, how do you know when the dam akaza is dam shana shoma yoytzeba? So Rashi, at the end of the Ramas, Rabbana hu says, when it gets black, when it starts getting black, then you know it's dam shana sham yotzeba. Now the Gemara asks a question, a very obvious question. If it already says in Parashas Noach, the Isser of Eva Menachai, why do you have to repeat it over in the Parasha later on in the Torah that there's an Isser to eat Eva Menachai? L'chaira, what do you have to repeat it over again? We already have it in Parashas Noach. Why do you have to repeat it over in Parashas Re'eh? It says, "Rak chazak levilti achal adam ki adamu nefesh lo yisoychal nefesh ma'basa." It says you should not eat the nefesh ma'basa. Shouldn't eat menachai. Why do we have to have a repeat of the pasuk again in Sefer Devarim? Lomali lemichtav b'leim Noach levitul mishti v'sinai and for the Gemara a big yisoy from Rabbi Yisrael Bar Chanina. Dov Rabbi Yisrael Bar Chanina, kol mitzvah shenemra lebnei Noach. Benishnas b'sinai, any mitzvah, interesting, every mitzvah that was said by Noach and repeated over b'sinai, lezev v'lezev nemro. It was said for both of them. That means that we still have the Sheva mitzvah Noach, the ones that were repeated over. If it was the b'nei Noach, v'loy nishnas b'sinai, if it was only said by Noach, was not repeated over in Sinai, then you know what? Liyishrol nemro v'loy b'nei Noach. Only liyishrol nemro v'loy b'nei Noach. And the only example we have for that, the only example we have is Gidon Asher Yehuda. For example, Gilui Arayos and Ovechavim are repeated over again by Sinai. So that applies to both the Goyim and the Eden. Now, what about, but anything that's only said for the Ben Noach and not repeated over Sinai, we say then Fakeret, that's only for Yisrael. And one of the examples are Gidon Asher. Gidon Asher was only said once in the Torah. That was when the Bnei Yaakov was still Bnei Noach, and that only applies to the Yidden, not to the Goyim. V'aliba de Rab Yehuda, which means there is a sheet that holds that the parash of Gidon Asher was not said in parash Vayishlach. It was really said by Matan Torah. Just after it was said by Matan Torah, we placed it in the middle of parash Vayishlach to fit in with the Psukim there. But Be'etzim was said later. So Rab Yehuda's one was said then. So here's an example of something that was said to Bnei Noach only, not to the Klal Yisrael. Amamar. So now I want to go, this Rav Yisrael Chanina, we have to unpack it, there's a lot here. So, Amar Amar, Kol mitzvah shenemra v'nei Noach mishnah v'sinai, lezev lezev nemra. Anything that was said v'nei Noach, for example, that whole pasuk, v'etzav Hashem alekim, mekol etz, all those dinim, and it's all repeated again, so then it's for both of them. So, Freyti Gemara, Adarabah, medinishnas v'sinai, Why am I say if I care? That if it's said over again in Sinai, maybe he's trying to say it's only for Israel, not for Bnei Nayach. Zok de Gemara, mid istib, ayvichavim besinai, beshkan de onish, ayvichavim alohu. Since you find that one of the things repeated in Sinai is Avodah Zarah, and you find it even after Matan Torah, the Goyim got onish of Avodah Zarah, like the Pasuk says, lo yiv miyomatsi b'chav mavir, Benoy Bitoy of Glala Teva Sa'ila. They got destroyed, says in the Pasuk there that even a Goyim got a Oinish for Avodah Zarah after Matan Torah. Vice Toys, Vashkan Ash Vichavim, Miloy Shvano, Zev Zanamra. Vice Toys, that it means, but when it says it twice, it must be it still applies to the Goyim. But then the Klal goes, the rule goes, Livnei Noyach, if it's only seven Noyach, well, this just Besinai, Liyashal Namal Livnei Noyach. I would say the opposite. It wasn't said over the Yisrael, only from Bnei Noach. So it's impossible. Leka midum, the Yisrael shari v'chav masa. No such thing that Yisrael gets it easier than the guy. The Yisrael always is a higher kedusha. He has more mitzvahs than the guy. There's no way he could be mutter and the guy should be awesome. V'loi, it's not possible. It says, if fast toyer is also to a guy, a guy cannot take his friend's wife. And we know that a Yid could take a Goy's wife when he goes out to war. A Yifas Toya. So you see, a Yid has a heter that a Goy doesn't have. Somewhere, no. Hossam, not because there's a bigger heter. They don't have this concept of going out to war. They don't have the Mechama, they Kibush. Therefore, they don't have a Mechama, so therefore it can't be, that's why they can't have the heter Yifas Toya. Not because there's something different in their mitzvahs. The reason is because that doesn't apply to them. Another similar question on Torah. It's very Pachash or Pruta that only a Goy is Chayev for that, not a Yid. So you see, the guy is more chashuv. That's because they are not bnei mechila, and therefore betzem a Yisrael would be have the mitzvah and same like a guy because but Yisrael is meichel, like Rashi says. Shav Yisrael is stavel gezel. It was a pachas or brut. Ain't nechshav gezel by name. It's not called gezel. So Avram almidos. I'm shirachmonim. Meichel madav akal. Avnei noyach achzorim. Therefore, it's different. Agav, the Yad Ma points out that we had a Gemara on Daf Nun Zayin Amar Aleph with the word Kiyotze Behem. There was a Havamina, one of the Pshatim there was talking Pachash Arpruta. It was Mavuya there that Yisrael to Yisrael was also Pachash Arpruta. It wasn't Gezel, but it was also. That doesn't stem with this Gemara. That doesn't stem with this Yad Ma points out. Does not stem with this Gemara. He says that Gemara is Rav Papa, does not stem with this Gemara. Ayin Chum, the Yad Ma. Then the rule goes further. Kol Mitzvah Shenemra L'Bnei Noyach. Vinishus Basinai, we saw the Lezev is Nemra. More than a few kash on this. Remember, the klal is any mitzvah is repeated twice, we're saying applies to Bnei Noach also. What's the kash? The kash is, break them on top, Vere Mila, Shenemra Bnei Noach. Mila was said to Bnei Noach, Tichseva Atas Brisi Tishmar was said to Avram Avinu. Vinishus Basinai said again in Sinai, in Parashas Tazria, Uviyayim Hashmina, Yimel Basar Alasoi. It says again the Mila. And we know Yisrael Nemrav Loyal Ben Noach Dafka Yisrael. How do you know Dafka Yisrael Ben Noach? So Rashi says the reason is because it's not one of the seven mitzvah Ben Noach. So we know it's only to Yisrael, not to Ben Noach. Why not? It was repeated twice. And we'll speak at our Rasul on that in a second. What?
It's not repeated. It says Yem Hashmini. Maybe it's two separate things.
No, it says again the Mila. It says Mila the mitzvah Mila. No. So what's the Yem Hashmini? It says it has to be the eighth day. No, it says the eighth day. No, it says the eighth day also. Then it has to be eighth day. It says both. It has to be eighth day. But you see, the Gemara Teretz is similar to your Teretz, but not your Teretz. So the Kasha is, if it says it twice, then B'nai Yachshvi Chayiv. And for the Gemara, Hula Mishri Shabbos Dosa. It's not really a repeat of the mitzvah. It's only teach us, Uvayoyim HaShvini B'yoyim HaFilu B'Shabbos, even B'Shabbos. Similar to your Teretz. Read the Gemara, another Kasha, another question. For a prayer of a Rivya, Shnerva B'Noyach, Dechziv Atem Pru Ravu, it says it to B'nai Yach twice, actually. B'nishtis B'Sinai. And it says again, Vesina, we are saying Vesina. It says, after Matan Torah, it says, Hashem tells Klal Yisrael, tells Moshe Rabbeinu, tell Klal Yisrael, Leich Amolahem, Shuvu Lachem Lalechem. Go back to your Olais. Go back to Heter Tashmish. Because before Matan Torah, there was no Heter Tashmish. They were also Tashmish for 3 days. It says, go back. So you see, there's a mitzvah pru revu. And we still know, Lishrol Nem Levin Enayach. It was only said to Yisrael, it's not one of seven mitzvah Enayach pru revu. And for the Gemara, we need that pasuk for something else. Which means like this. Really, you should have chapped yourself. It's already past 3 days, so it's mutter. Why didn't you tell her to say it's mutter back to go back to your wives? To teach us that if Hashem, or Dov Sheminyan, which means a Sanhedrin asks us something, even though the reason is not negay anymore, you can't be matter yourself until you get a heter from a Dov Sheminyan. That was the chiddush of that. That's what's repeated. So what are the Gemara just saying there? It said it twice, so you should be chayiv. How you know not chayiv? Because that one of seven mitzvah noach. Frek Toisvis on the Puri Rivi asks his kasha, Tema. He said, we said in the Gemara before, that this was the end of Daf Nuches, that the only Shevitz and Noach, only things that are Sheva al Taisa, not Mitzah say, only Loisa says basically, things you shouldn't do, you shouldn't steal, you shouldn't do a rice. This is Mila, thing is a Kumasei. So what's going on over here? Let's break the peribivit. Talk to us, talk to us, Tema. Knowing the name of the Noach, we must have Loichoshev, but had the Sheva Mitzvahs, Hamil El, Kumasei, Loichoshev. So Zok Taisa, she's learning about Shev al Taisa Nami Hu. It's also Shev al Taisa, the Misha Metzuvah Perivya, Metzuvah Shev al Hashcha Zera. You can't, there's a lav la Hashcha Zera. And it would sound like me that a Goy does not have that Isser. A Goy is a lot of Machzer, as it comes from the Taisa. But, so that answers Perivya. What about Mila? Mila is also Kasha. So Mila is a good Kasha, and the Mashal asks this Kasha. And he says, okay, what happened to Mila? He says, Avala Mila la Kasha Midi Ma'acha Sha'oncha Karis. So it must be a lav, because Oncha Karis, that's what he says. And another thing he says, you shouldn't wait with the Arla. Gee, much as the Kasha, it's a Kasha exactly what the Mila was. It happens to be the Tosfos Rosh is a different Makar that Goyim and not Chayiv. One of the Makaris of the Gemara in the Dorm says that I'm Asif from any Moilim. I ask, no, I don't mean a Goy is an Arl. Akaponim, yeah, that's the Shalia. So let's go invite them. Yachi. So why don't you say the same thing? Like the list of Edizaro was repeated. Say because there's new halachas there. Why is there new halachas there? Zach the Gemara, Hachi Kamar, Azara, Midar, Mistaba, Lamali. By Vezchavim, there's much more than just a one halacha said. The Gemara's kash is basically, why don't you say that Vezor just said to say that there's a din misa, that there's a chi of misa by Vezor. That's what I repeated over. Someone says, no, it says too many lavim there, there's extra lavim there, and that was all extra, and that's why we know that that applies to Goyim also. Basically, the question was, why don't we say that also had chedushim by Vedazara and by Birkas Hashem, whatever, all the halachas have halachas. Terry says, but it says over a lav also, and that was really too much. It must be it's repeating it over. The question was that you said that Mila is repeated over. So why are you having Mila? He said, because Mila is a chedush that even the Shabbos. Right. So afraid the Gemara, Vedazara when it's repeated over, it also has more chedushim. It says which misi you get. It says which type of avodah shel do. So Chachid made. That's why it's repeated over. Mordechai says no. They had to repeat it over. It shouldn't have said over the lav over. It says the lav again, the loisas again. So that sounds like it's added on. That's dafka to say it's only by. It's by both, not only by Israel. So the Gemara it says ve'in lo rel gidonosh bavad v'aliba the Rabbi Yehuda. The only case he said we have. The Gemara says the Gemara Mar Aleph says the only case we have Taka is only for Yisraelim, not for Bnei Noach. Why? Because it was not repeated. The only example we have is Gera Nasha. Like we have more examples. Puru of Uemila were not repeated because that's not called repeated. It was only for Yom Hashabbos. So the Brachos said Mar Aleph onu ein lanu el Gera Nasha Mila and Puru of U that wasn't repeated. That's Gemara's Kasha. Ein lanu el Gera Nasha Lavi Rehuda Hani Nami Loi Isti. It wasn't said over. Zok the Gemara, Hani Isti Yisrael Milsa Ba'ama, Holy Isti Klal. No, it's still, it was repeated over. You're right, it was for Milsa Ba'ama, but it was repeated. Gidonos, the only thing was not repeated at all, and that's a classic example of something that's only Israeli. Why? Because it was not repeated at all again the second time after Har Sinai. Boyisema, another teretz why Goyim don't have Mila. The first teretz was because the repeated pasuk was for teachers of Shabbos. Mila was said Ikr to Avram Avinu. Vatas brisi tishmar atav zarecha acharecha odayraisam atav zarecha in inish achrina loy. That the pasuk says by Avram Avinu that only you have the mitzvah of bris, you and your descendants. Atav brisi tishmar atav zarecha acharecha. Only you and your children, not anyone else. That's a mir. That's why Mila doesn't have the benayach. So now it's Shver. Until now it wasn't Shver why Bnei Yisrael and wasn't Chayiv and Bnei Yisrael weren't Chayiv. You know why? Because they're Goyim and it wasn't repeated. But now it's saying the Pshat is because it's only given to Yaakov and his descendants. Okay, but Esav and Yisrael are Avram, not Yaakov, Avram descendants. They're Avram descendants of Yisrael and Esav. El Miata Bnei Yisrael l'chayivay. So the Gemara, it says, Ki bi Yitzchak yikar l'cha Zerah. The only Yitzchak is called Zerah. It's master some of Yitzchak, not all of Yitzchak. Only Yaakov that comes to Yitzchak, not Esav. That's why we know they don't Mila. And the way Rashi learns the Kasha, that the Bnei Keturah are the six children that were born to Avraham Avinu from Hagar later on. So it's possible that he was Malah his own kids, so they shouldn't need Mila. Why did he give them Mila? So the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yisrael, I'm going to tell Rabbi Yisrael, it's Brisi Heifel of Rabbi's Bnei Keturah, that the Bnei Keturah had a din mila. And Rashi speaks out, look at the Rashi, Rabbi's Bnei Keturah, small Rashi, Oysom Shisha Levadam, Veloy Zaram, Avavram, it's Avachal, and Eudodna, only them six, and that's it. So according to Rashi Shita, Bnei Keturah, not Chayiv Hayoim, Bemila. But there are Gemara's other places that say that Bnei Keturah, Mash Bnei Keturah Achayiv, that's Shita to the Rambam, the Tosef Rashi. He also learns like that, a long Tosef Rashi, if you want to look at a little raid on this, look at the Tosef Rosh over here about the rabbis of Bnei Keturah.